Good almost afternoon. It's time for the Nearly Noon News on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting in the forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse. Today will be partly sunny with the temperature falling to around 20 degrees by 5 p.m., breezy with a west wind 8 to 13 miles an hour increasing to 15 to 20 miles per hour later. Winds could gust as high as 28 miles per hour. Tonight mostly cloudy with a low around 3 above. Wind chill values as low as 10 below, blustery with a northwest wind 10 to 16 miles per hour. Wednesday, mostly cloudy with a high near 12, wind chill values as low as 12 below, north wind 10 to 13 miles per hour. And then the news for today, the number of new COVID-19 cases being reported daily in Wisconsin has fallen sharply over the past week and a half as the state hits the two-year anniversary of recording its first COVID-19 case. On Monday, the state's Department of Health Services dashboard added 2,491 new cases of the virus for Sunday, the lowest single-day case total so far this year. The last time the state saw fewer COVID-19 cases reported in a single day was December 25th, when 677 cases were added on Christmas Day. That, according to a report from Madison's Channel 3000 online. The state's seven-day average new case count has fallen to 5,926 per day, down from a peak average of 18,867 on January 19th. The Vernon County Health Department is offering a free drive-through COVID test event today until 4 p.m. The location for the test is the Old County Highway Shop, 602 North Main Street in Viroqua. The tests are available for residents of western Wisconsin from age 12 months and up. WisPolitics Online released a story this morning reporting that a split state Supreme Court late on Monday decided to allow unmanned absentee ballot drop boxes to be used in the February 15th primary, but it also agreed to take over a case that will decide whether they should be allowed moving forward. The court was unanimous in agreeing to bypass the 4th District Court of Appeals in the case and decide if a Waukesha County judge appropriately ruled that state law bars the use of unmanned drop boxes. That decision also barred ballot harvesting, as Judge Michael Boren found that voters can only return the absentee ballots themselves or through the mail. The court split 4-3 in deciding to leave in place the 4th District Court of Appeals stay of Boren's ruling. Justice Brian Hagedorn joined the court's three liberals in ruling that barring the use of drop boxes so close to the election would likely cause confusion among voters. The potential harms weighed against lifting the stay, and the majority found Boren had inappropriately decided to keep his decision in place while it was appealed. In their dissent, conservatives Rebecca Bradley, Pat Rogensack, and Annette Ziegler argued Boren had properly considered the factors in deciding against staying his January 13th ruling barring the use of the unmanned drop boxes, the WisPolitics story stated. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.